lot of American companies make products in China and sell them in this country. Now more Chinese companies are trying to find rooms for their products on American shelves. A new marketing company based in China has just opened an office in Atlanta to help companies from both countries sell their products to each other. Susanna Capilouto of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports on the changing business model.
Huge puppet dragons danced to Chinese drums outside an Atlanta office building. About 100 Chinese and American businessmen looked on as officials cut the ribbon of the new glitzy Chinamex showroom. Inside, Chinamex U.S. Representative Hansen Zhang is busy chatting with business acquaintances.
I can tell you these thousands of products that we have here. Auto part, you can find here is all of the, that section is auto on auto parts.
Zhang may have 1,000 products on paper, but the showroom only holds about 50. They range from canned peaches and bedspreads to speedboats and specialized equipment for power plants. Chinamex is a business incubator. It's backed by the Chinese government, and its mission is to push products and investment around the world. Chinamex already has offices in Dubai and Amsterdam. Its Atlanta office highlights smaller companies in central China's Hubei province. Jin Bo from Hubei Tianrui Electronics shows off a small clock.
This is the GPS clock.
GPS clock for electricity power.
He says the clock can make power grids more efficient, but his company hasn't cracked the U.S. market. He hopes Chinamex can help. And Hansen Zhang says that's the goal, to assist executives from both countries do business together.
We have a big database, so if an American company who would like to work with a Chinese company, they can just give me an email or telling us what they want.
Chinamex only makes the connections and stays out of the business negotiations. Li Qi teaches economics at Agnes Scott College in Atlanta. She says some Chinese companies looking for cash may need this kind of push.
I'm not surprised that this type of service emerged. I think it's helping the Chinese domestic companies find not only customers here, but also potentially business investment as well.
Non-state-owned firms in China, Qi says, can have a tough time getting funding from Chinese financial institutions, which prefer government businesses. To that point, Chinamex says it is working on a $120 million deal between a New York investment firm and a Hubei manufacturing company. Meanwhile, Georgia officials hope Chinamex can facilitate Chinese investment in the U.S., either with Chinese companies coming here to make and sell products, or for American companies to sell to the Chinese market. Ken Stewart heads Georgia State Economic Development Office.
Well, Chinamex is a great start. We believe that Chinamex is going to bring a diversity of companies here to explore and learn this marketplace. And they will learn where we have opportunities within the existing company structure in Georgia that can be filled.
The Chinamex USA headquarters deal took 5 years to finalize and was slowed by the recession. The facilities aren't as big as originally planned. Still, officials hailed the opening of Chinamex as an accomplishment, and they say they are ready for business. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.